It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service now with a blizzard warning in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Mitchell, Floyd, Chickasaw, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. A fast-moving storm system will bring snow showers and strong northwest winds from midday through early tonight. Winds gusting around 45 miles per hour up to 60 miles per hour are possible at times. That will blow both falling snow and snow already on the ground, greatly reducing visibility to a quarter of a mile or less at times with blizzard-like conditions. An area of enhanced snow amounts look to set up along and south of the Highway 18 corridor and result in snow amounts nearing 3 inches in spots. Plan on slippery road conditions and whiteout conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact driving this afternoon and evening. Gusty winds could bring down some tree branches, which could result in some power outages. National Weather Service cautions that travel should be restricted to emergencies only. If you must travel, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. Check road conditions before you leave at 511IA.org, on the 511IA app, or by calling 511. National Weather Service in La Crosse also with the winter weather advisory in effect now until 11 o'clock tonight for Howard and Winnesheet counties, and from 2 o'clock this afternoon to 11 o'clock tonight for Fayette and Clayton counties. Total snow accumulations for those areas of 1 to 3 inches with winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Visibilities may fall below a half mile at times in those locations. Additionally, an extreme cold watch will be in effect from late Thursday night through Saturday morning for Mitchell, Howard, Winnesheet, Allamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Clayton, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, and Blackhawk counties, among others. Dangerously cold wind chills as low as 40 degrees below possible from late Thursday night through Saturday morning, which could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. NWS cautions, dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if you must go outside. Keep pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family members, plus friends and neighbors. Ensure portable heaters are used correctly. Do not use generators or grills inside. Overnight lows Thursday night into Friday morning and Friday night into Saturday morning are forecast to be between 15 and 20 degrees below zero, with overnight lows Saturday and Sunday night around 12 below zero. Friday's high temperature will be about 9 below and Saturday's high of just minus 3. Because of the extreme cold, multiple high school events are being moved up from Friday to Thursday night or are being postponed if possible. Check your school district's social media accounts for the latest updates and changes. As anticipated, Senate Republican leader Mike Klemisch of Spillville has proposed a bill to let Summit Carbon Solutions redraw its proposed pipeline route to avoid land owned by people who will not sign voluntary easements.
If somebody does not want to enter into an agreement, they have the ability to say no. The pipeline company would then have the ability to devise a route going around that individual and find willing landowners that want to participate in the easement and benefit financially.
Klemisch says his bill would have similar effects to those seen in neighboring states.
230 miles of pipe was built through Kansas and Colorado, delivering jet fuel to the Denver International Airport. And that whole pipeline project was built without using eminent domain ones. And that's because those states have policies similar to the one I'm proposing in Iowa.
Key House Republicans, including State Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City, have criticized the idea, saying it would still let Summit Carbon use eminent domain authority to seize some land along the pipeline route. The House approved a study bill last week that would block Summit from using eminent domain, an option currently available to the company, with a construction permit approved in June 2024 by the Iowa Utilities Commission. Klemisch has also introduced a bill to tax the liquid carbon flowing through the pipeline and predicts corn prices could go up a dollar per bushel if the pipeline is built and the carbon is used to extract oil in Wyoming. The IUC permit is currently for Summit's main line of ethanol plants, with a branch starting at Homeland Energy Solutions between Lawler and New Hampton and going west through Chickasaw, Floyd, and Cerro Gordo counties, among others, connecting with Golden Grain Energy south of Mason City along the way. Summit also looks to add Valero Renewables near Charles City, Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar, and Poet Bioprocessing ethanol plants near Shell Rock and Fairbank. Because of the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday, the next regular meeting of the Charles City City Council will be held tonight at 6 o'clock in the Zastra Room of the Charles City Public Library. On the agenda for consideration and possible approval are more than a dozen resolutions. There will be one less drinking establishment in Charles City after today. Post Commander Denny Hull says financial constraints will force them to close the canteen of the VFW at the end of business today.
Last year was really a tough year with equipment failures and replacing air conditioning units and stuff. Just totally drained us, and it got to a point where we have no other choice We're just digging a deeper hole. And
still, Hull says the canteen doors may not be closed forever.
I hope down the road in a month or two, we can raise enough money to open back up again. I think it's important to the community, important to the veterans, and very important to me. My grandfather was one of the initiators that got the VFW started in Charles City. And my dad was a post commander. And this is my second time as a post commander.
Hull stresses that the bar is the only thing closing at the VFW.
Correct. That's the only thing that's closing is the canteen, which is the bar. The hall will still be available for rent. Our program with hospital equipment will still be having that.
Hull adds they will also be doing the occasional meals to raise funds for the bar, and donations for the public are also welcome by calling Hull at 641-220-1955. The Charles City VFW bar, which is open to the public, will be open from 3:30 this afternoon until the last customer leaves tonight, and then they will cease operations. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.